Greg Tucker back with you here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Increasingly, workplace wellness programs are an important offering by employers, both large and small, mid-size. Employers understand that by promoting good health at the workplace, by promoting workplace wellness programs and getting their employees engaged in these programs, that it's a real competitive advantage in attracting top talent. At the same time, it promotes health and vitality and productivity, of course, at the workplace. And yet we know that only about 20% is actually participating in workplace wellness programs where they're offered. Here to help us understand why that is Hector De La Torre, who leads the Transamerica Center for Health Studies. Hector, you've looked at this in depth with Johns Hopkins here. It seems to contradict almost common sense and what you would think the people would want to do.
Well, we've seen in our surveys, our annual surveys of the Transamerica Center for Health Studies, that a lot of employees are just very passive or apathetic. In many cases, they don't know what's being offered. And that becomes so much harder when those employees aren't physically together. For example, one of the most common workplace wellness programs offered is a yearly biometric screening, often done on-site at the workplace. To ensure remote employees access to biometric screenings, employers are allowing biometric screenings to be conducted by their employees' personal physician, and other employers are encouraging biometric screenings by sending employees information on where they can get screened near their home. So it's a whole nother challenge when the employee isn't physically there.
Well, you touched on something I was going to get to, the fact that more and more employees are working from home. There's a flexible work schedules.
Yes, and you have to think about engaging employees through means other than the traditional ones because, again, they're not physically there. And you have to do more than just email. Remote employees receive more emails than employees on site because they are remote, and information sent only by email can be lost. Employers are engaging their remote employees through conference calls or video meetings. They're also using direct mail to send employees information on wellness. And many employers communicate with employees through multiple methods, including closed-circuit broadcasts, postings on their intranet, in-house magazines, and/or mailed brochures.
Well, it all comes down to personal motivation. In the end, whether it's offered or not, if you're personally motivated, you're going to get up and run in the morning or take a walk in the morning or walk at lunch, whether you have a workplace wellness program or not.
Employee engagement is absolutely at the top of the concerns about workplace wellness programs, and that is actually going to be our next major study in conjunction with an academic institution, which we'll announce later this year. But in the meantime, I can give you a few real-world examples of how to handle remote employees. Celadon Trucking employs 2,700 drivers. They've created an outcome-oriented wellness challenge that offered bonuses based on drivers' body mass index that they report through the company website and at terminals, driver lounges, and dispatch windows.
Wow, so now while they're getting the truck weighed at the weigh station, they go in and get weighed themselves and then report in their results.
Yes, because they're not physically, again, they're not coming into the office or to the yard every day.
What are companies doing to address the sedentary lifestyle of their white-collar workers?
Accenture, the global management consulting firm, has over 250,000 employees, and 60% of their employees work from home at least a few days per week. So they partnered with a vendor to offer a health portal for online coaching, fitness tracking, and monthly webinars on health and fitness topics.
That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker.